You didn't have any female soloists to model yourself after, did you?
No, I didn't.
I mean, there were, in what we would call the pop world.
Right, Patti Page, Rosemary Clooney, those, but I didn't sing those kind of songs.
You were singing country.
Country.
When you signed with these record companies, do you recall what kind of money you were signing for or making?
It just went on the basis of sales. I think I got 3 cents or something, because I hadn't done an album, you know, until I got on Capitol. So my singles with Decca, I don't remember ever making very much, if anything. But they did want to pick up my option, so I guess I was selling enough to pay for my sessions, so that would keep me out of the red with them, and they wanted to re-sign me, but I went with Capitol.
This is still why you're in high school. That this is going on.
Yes,
you
I
hadn't
was
graduated
a junior in high school.
You probably could have gone on tour before you even graduated from high school.
Yeah, and I wanted to.
You wanted to go on tour?
Yeah, I didn't care for school. I'm not the scholarly type. I didn't apply myself, probably is the main reason. But all I could think about was singing and performing. My dad and mother were very strict about, I have to finish school. And Dad was a little disappointed I didn't want to go to college, because by then they could have afforded to send me to college. But I said, no, I've got 2 hits under my belt, and I'm recording for the biggest record company in the world. I want to go out on tour and sing and start making my living. So that's what I did, with their help, of course.
Then you begin to tour after you graduate from high school.
Right.
So now you're 17 years old.
Yeah, I was 17 at the time, going on 18 in October of that year. But yeah, they gave in. I didn't have to go to college. They talked it over and said I was kind of scatterbrained a little bit. I would work a job and forget to get paid. I was having so much fun, I thought, they're going to pay me for this. So they decided that one of them had to travel with me and take care of business. So Mother said she wanted Daddy to go. He could drive and it would be better. My dad was driving a cab at that time because his feet had just played out, and so he couldn't barber anymore. Mother stayed home, kept the home fires burning, and kept a regular check coming in. Well, Dad and I hit the road.
So your mother was working?
Oh, yeah.
What was she doing?
Well, she was always working and doing a lot of things. She may have already at that time been working at Tinkerfield, so she had a good government job with benefits, whatever they were. She kept that job, and she was the type that wanted to get better and better and better, and she took the classes or courses. She wound up being a GS 4 or 5, which was real good for a lady.
So the income for the family was much better than it had ever been.
Uh-huh.
Here she's making money and you're out on the tour. How about in high school? You were already a star in town. Were you a big woman on campus, as they say?
Well, my name was popular, you know. I sang in, it seems like, all of the school assemblies. The kids liked the songs I did, just me and my guitar. Two that stand out, they always wanted me to sing Kalijah,
okay,
which was a Hank Williams song. Mm-hmm. And Hot Dog, That Made Him Mad. That was one that I recorded on my first session with Capitol. And I got in trouble. There's nothing really wrong with that song. I can't imagine why, but the school principal came to me and he said, from now on, in any assemblies you sing, you cannot do that Hot Dog song. I told my best friend about it. I said, I can't do Hot Dog anymore.
Well, here I have some of the words. To teach him a lesson and make him mad, I went out on a date with the best friend he had. That made him mad. Boy, Hot Dog, that made him mad.
Yeah, and it goes on like that. It's just cute. Late one night when I came in, he wanted to know just where I'd been. Well, I really put him in his place when I turned and left in his face. Hot Dog, that made
him mad. So maybe it was the image of the strong, assertive woman or something?
I think so. Possibly. That's part of the reason of my image today, I guess.
Right.
Singing songs like that. But what happened was that the next assembly, I was going to do some other song. But my girlfriend, Beverly, I told her, Mr. Hodges, said I couldn't do it. She kind of, well, we'll see about that. And so she got the word out. And when I came on stage, the kids started, hot dog, hot dog, hot dog. So I had to sing the song, but I didn't get in too much trouble because I had to.
They were demanding it, weren't they?
Yeah.